Got another guest here in our Spokane studios at the Centennial University of Maine. Senior Associate Athletic Director Seth Woodcock is here. And Seth, I know you're excited to make these trips, but it's got to be painful for you to visit these great fishing spots in the wrong time of year.
You know, guys, I actually texted my father this morning. I said, looks pretty fishy out the window here. He said, keep your focus. I said, it doesn't matter what I focus on. It's coaching the team. But you guys going to Idaho to do a little potato comparison, make sure the Maine potatoes are better? Or
oh, we didn't even have to check.
No, okay. No. All right, good. I hope so. I hope so.
Well, Seth, this has been such a remarkable year for the University of Maine football program, but what's this mean in the big picture for the university? You've worked in a number of capacities at the University of Maine, but in terms of things like fundraising, alumni contributions, can you measure what this does?
I mean, you can measure it. You know, when you're talking about, you know, 500, 1,000 people watching a game and all this stuff that's going on around the games that we're playing, certainly there's measurable things right now, and in the long term, we'll be able to really measure some of the impact financially. Right now we're getting our giving messages out there. We're seeing a lot of support from alums, not only just great cultivation of potential new supporters and fans, but also stewarding those that have been supporting us for a long time as we work towards bigger things. So, I'm very obviously pro-athletics when it comes to this stuff, but I think there are very few things that can move a university more than athletics and a good run by one of your teams. So it's certainly this will help the entire university and, quite frankly, I think the entire state of Maine.
Let's talk, too, about ongoing contributions and the effort that's been the backbone of Maine Athletics for so long in the Alphon Fund.
Yeah, the Alphon Fund has just been it's had a huge impact on our department. And, 6 or 7 years ago, we looked at what we were doing. It's ironic when I was starting, but you look at it and you say, look, if we're going to be a Division I program, we need to act like it across the board. And we brought a different mentality to our fundraising, and a piece of that was creating a consistent, easy to communicate giving structure that our fans could easily support, and that was the Alphon Fund. And the catalyst for that was the $1.5 million 3-year grant from the Harold Alphon Foundation, which triggered a matching program. It continued our football challenge grant, which we've had for 12 years or so now, which is $250,000 matched dollar for dollar directly to football, and expanded it to unrestricted giving as well of $250,000 for all of our other programs. So our fundraising has taken a dramatic turn in the upward fashion in the last 2 or 3 years, and we're setting some new standards here for the University of Maine Athletics.
New director of athletics on board, and Ken Ralph, you were on the selection committee to bring him in, and we know that two of the factors that led you and everybody in the committee to choose Ken Ralph, his ability in the past to improve facilities, to not only plan for them, but to find financing for them.
Yeah, I mean, I think, it's no secret that in our jobs you're always kind of looking to the future and where you want to be with your programs as far as facilities. Ken's not going to be the first athletic director to take a hard look at that. But he certainly has a lot of experience with improving facilities with his work at Colorado College and RPI. And it's a perfect time for us. We're getting closer to putting some things on the table that can really move the university forward, and we're optimistic that we can take some shape in a direction that will raise the bar a little bit. I think a lot of us that are working here are looking for transformational change to the athletic department and how we can impact the state of Maine and the student athletes in a way that's never been seen before.
It's great, obviously, for the players to get this opportunity to come here, and some supporters, boosters of the program have come along, but you've also brought along some university employees on these trips, too. What a great opportunity for them.
It's really tricky, guys, and you guys know this because we've traveled to a lot of football games together the last few years. I haven't been on nearly as many trips as you've been the last how many years, but we've played a lot of games together. So, we want to bring fans on our student-athlete flight out and staff. We also want to keep it somewhat normal for the team. We don't want to circus around it more than there needs to be. So we've taken some folks out with us, some of our top supporters, and we brought a lot of staff. It's a way for us to thank our staff for all they do all year long, and they're having a blast. It's really fun to watch.
Yeah, this is great. What a wonderful environment out here. The people here in Spokane have been great, obviously setting us up with this. By the way, Joe wants this table in his office if there's a contract extension.
Well, I was going to say, if this can help keep Harris Simiak here coaching football, I'll get this table in my luggage if you think there's a way we can do
it. Yeah, we pack this up. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll cut it up and take it, man. So
you mentioned your dad. How's he doing?
He's doing fantastic, you know, and I was lucky. I'm lucky to have a really fantastic family, and, you know, I've just personally been really lucky. And to have a father who's also your best friend and a huge sports fan. You know, I grew up as a kid waiting for dad to come home and talk about the basketball games he was coaching. It was the highlight of my day. And to be able to carry that relationship on for a long time. And he is, I tell you what, to heck with my father, my mother, who is a spark plug, she's 4'11", by the way, is bouncing off the walls right now for UMaine football. She just can't keep the excitement contained. So it's a happy time in the Woodcock family. We love the university. My parents met at the University of Maine. And we're all just giddy right now.
Well, and that's one of the great things about this for us who aren't part of the team directly, but in the periphery here, is that I'm sure it's happening for you. You're hearing from people from your past, from all over the country, people coming out of the woodwork to embrace Maine football.
You know, to be honest with you, it's almost a little bit emotional. I mean, growing up a Maine kid, going to the University of Maine, you know, a lot of friends and family that have gone there, and now spending, as you guys know, because you do it too, just a lot of time and a lot of hard work, a lot of late nights behind the wheel and on planes. And it's moments like these where you realize how amazing our jobs are working in sports. It's bigger than sports. And it, to me, loving this state as much as I do and we all do, it's moments like these that just make you appreciate how lucky we are to be in the state of Maine and to work at the University of Maine and to work for this athletic department.
Well, I know too, and I speak, even though we're not ambassadors, but I know I speak for the people in the Alfond Ambassadors, so grateful for the work that you've done to facilitate everything and make this go well.
You know, that's all behind the scenes stuff. Really, we run so lean and mean, we couldn't do what we do at UMaine without volunteers. And, you know, we've got a spectacular crew for a lot of our sports. And to be honest with you, it's one of the favorite parts of my job, mostly because we've got great people running it. We're just there to support them. So, you know, I think just like this team, we're all just part of something bigger than ourselves. And it's that attitude that Mainers have in particular that makes things like that enjoyable and pretty easy to do. So.
Awesome. Seth Woodcock, University of Maine, Senior Associate Athletic Director. Thanks for stopping by our little studio.
Guys, I will do anything to waste time until kickoff. I'm ready to go. So. All right, thank you, guys.
Thanks, Seth.
Take care.